I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. A new Christian radio station in Africa will be educating as well as sharing the gospel. Sanitation, AIDS education, and new crop development are among the messages that will be broadcast in four languages. 8CJB Global's Kurt Bender says,
it enables local ministries to be able to reach into villages that, frankly, are so remote that it's very difficult to even be able to get to them by vehicle. So now we have the opportunities for the gospel to get in there on a daily basis.
Pray for the team as they get to know the equipment. Next, Global Advance's Marketplace Missions emphasis is sparking new kingdom-minded business leaders in the Hyderabad and Vizag regions of India. Marketplace conferences brought hundreds of Christian business people together who don't have many avenues to connect with other godly leaders in business. Global Advance is planning a multi-year strategy for equipping business leaders in Hyderabad and Vizag, as well as other major hubs in India. And while a fire nearly destroyed Wind FM in Mongolia in 2003, the Ministry of Far East Broadcasting Company continues. Director of FEBC Mongolia, Bat Tuvshinsengale, says Christianity has grown dramatically since the fall of communism.
From only known four believers in back in 1999, the church has grown into about 40,000, so that's about 10,000 fold in the last 16 years. And basically, our goal by the year of 2020 is to make 10% of our population disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Lack of trained Christian professionals and funding prevents Wind FM from growing. Go to our website to support FEBC Mongolia. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. If you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.